Russia's president says leaders of Turkey, France, and Germany have agreed on a communique to end the war in Syria.
We have agreed upon a final declaration within the framework of this summit today, and the relevant reforms should be undertaken in Syria. The conditions which would allow such initiatives to take place avail themselves.
Putin was speaking following a four-way summit in Istanbul. The document expressed determination to reject separatist agendas aimed at undermining the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria. It stresses the importance of a lasting ceasefire while underlying the necessity to continue the fight against terrorism. It also expressed the support for an inclusive political process backed by the United Nations and with the participation of all Syrian parties. Putin noted, however, that Russia will back a Syrian government operation to liberate Idlib province if militants there break a ceasefire. Turkey's president said Syrian refugees and their safe return home was also high on the agenda.
We have agreed that the humanitarian aid to Syrian people should be sustained. And we have also discussed the prospective return of the Syrian refugees to their countries. The return process should be handled in full cooperation with the United Nations in a safe and a secure fashion.
Erdogan also said a constitutional committee should be formed as soon as possible. He added that Iran will be notified of all steps taken in the communique. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the free elections should be the ultimate goal. And then French President Emmanuel Macron, however, called on Russia to exercise pressure on the Syrian government. Joining us now via phone out of New York is Mr. Joe Lombardo from the United National Anti-War Coalition. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Mr. Lombardo. Your thoughts on anything positive you feel? Are you optimistic or pessimistic of what could come out of this quartet meeting between these four?
I don't know. You know, I know there's a meeting that's taking place that does not include the United States and includes some of the U.S. allies, such as France and Russia. I'm sorry, France and Germany. And I think that's very interesting and hopefully significant. It seems like the United States has moved a little bit. It used to say it will only bomb if there were chemical weapons used, and now they're saying that if there is an attack on Idlib, that they will bomb there. So. It's hard to say what's really going on, but I think the fact that these four countries are talking can only be a good sign. It seems like some of what happened when Russia and Turkey spoke about the demilitarized zone did not really happen. Some of the forces refused to remove their big weapons, and there were still attacks coming that were coming from that area. So, but I think the fact that these four countries are speaking is a good sign in general.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Joe Lombardo out of New York from the United National Anti-War Coalition.